You're listening to the Children's Hour, and I'm Katie Stone. And today on the show, we're thinking about our universe. Dr. Katie Mack is with us. She's a theoretical astrophysicist. The kids have a lot more questions for you, Dr. Mack.
I heard about the rippling of space-time. What is it?
One of the ways we think about gravity, and we think about gravity this way because of Einstein, because Einstein taught us to think about gravity this way.
The legendary physicist, Dr. Albert Einstein, that is.
We think about gravity not as a force, really, but as the shape of space. So I don't know if you've ever seen this thing where, like, you have a trampoline and you put a bowling ball in the center of a trampoline, and then you can roll other balls around and they sort of go orbit around because they're moving around because the trampoline is bent in the middle. So that's kind of like what's happening in space, but it's different because space is three-dimensional and you know, the trampoline is just a surface. So there's kind of this weird way in which space is this like fabric that can bend and stretch and move around. And we don't usually think about it that way because we just exist out here and we don't experience space as an object, but it does have properties. It can bend and stretch and move in different ways. So it turns out that when massive objects in space, like black holes or stars, are moving around in a certain way, they can bend space and cause these like ripples to go out through space away from them. And that they distort the space around them and they make it move and they make it sort of bounce around. And we have experiments that we can do here on Earth that can kind of feel that vibration of space. So just like scientists can feel the vibration of the Earth with seismographs and they can tell that there was an earthquake far away, we can feel how space is moving when black holes collide with each other. And we've detected that several times, gravitational waves, these waves in space from massive objects moving around, like spiraling in together.
Is it almost like when you hear a really loud sound that's super far away and it kind of comes, it almost comes to you in waves? Is it kind of like sound waves in a way? Like, have you noticed things like that same pattern over and over again? Like the ocean has waves and then there's sound waves and there seems to be a desire for things to do that wavy shape in nature.
Yeah, it's a slightly different kind of wave than a sound wave because what it's actually doing is kind of stretching and squeezing space instead of sort of pushing it backward and forward. So it's a different shape. But yeah, I mean, waves are a way that things move from one place to another that really information moves, which is a complicated subject, but it's how you transmit things from one place to another, how something moves from one way to another place to another. I mean, an ocean wave is not the water moving from one place to another. It's kind of the height of the water moving from one place to another in some way. And with space, it's kind of a similar thing where it's not the space moving, but it's something about the space that's moving, and that goes through as a wave, and that's kind of a constant thing in the universe. That light is a kind of wave. In some ways, particles are waves. It gets very deep, very complicated, very quickly. But yeah, space can have its own waves in it with gravity.
Wow, I never even really thought of all that, which is what's so great. Theoretical physicist Dr. Katie Mack gets us thinking about the universe. You can find links and pictures and more info at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, The Universe. Dr. Mack, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour today.
It was really fun, and thanks for all the great questions.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
This is Randy Kaplan right here on the Children's Hour.
In a race to the star, next stop is Mars.
Oh, Mr. Spaceman, you sure have started something, oh, Mr. Spaceman. Don't you know you got his heart a-thumping, oh, Mr. Spaceman. My kid, he wants to be a spaceman too. My boy, oh, Mr. Spaceman, Mars is the new norm, but it's gonna be terrible until it's terraformed, oh, Mr. Spaceman. I heard Venus ain't half bad. Sure, we'd have to float 30 miles high so the atmospheric pressure wouldn't crush us. Then there's the sulfuric acid rain and the complete absence of molecular oxygen. bit closer to home, though, isn't it? 25 million miles? That's nothing. It's half the distance to Mars. That giant Jupiter's got more moons than it needs. Callisto, Europa, Io, and Ganymede. Like 65 other ones. How come they don't all collide? I'd ask Carl Sagan if I could. He was my best friend's grandmother's cousin by marriage. We can't live on a gas giant anyway. I know that. Everyone does. Especially one that's 400 million miles away. Hey, how about Mercury? Its axis has no tilt. I understand it's not too hot in the polar regions. What? 57 million miles away? That's further than Mars. Forget it. Cross it off the list. My kid talks about space, man. From dawn to dusk, I say get off my case, man. Go talk to Elon Musk. He's Mr. Spaceman. Just click the careers link on the SpaceX site. You could be an intern there. One small step for a boy, one giant leap for a boy's mind. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, you sure have started something. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, certainly got my heart a-thumping. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, my boy wants to be a spaceman too. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. Stick around down here, son, we can yodel together. Listen to Jimmy Rogers and stuff. I'd be pretty broken up if you left for the Red Planet. My mom, your meemaw, she was upset enough when I left for California. And you should have seen her mom, my nana, when Uncle Bruce left for Japan. Oh, she nearly lost her marbles. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, he hates his car seat so. When we go anywhere,
I don't wanna go.
He doesn't wanna go. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, 50 million miles is a bit too far. Okay, boy, you know how we drive upstate to Charlevoix every summer? That's 250 miles. Takes about 4 hours, right?
Yeah, Daddy.
So 500 miles, 8 hours, round trip without stops, right? You following me?
Yeah, I'm following.
Going to Mars would be like going back and forth to Charlevoix 100,000 times. That's one round trip every day for about 275 years. All right, I know the spaceship goes a little faster than my car. But even so, unless they got some sort of cryogenic freeze available, I can't imagine you sitting there for that long. And even if they did have cryogenic suspension, I'm not sure that would appeal to you either. We have enough trouble with you at bedtime now. Just imagine you. You and the commander. Commander saying, okay, time to go into cryogenic freeze. And you, I don't want to go to hypersleep.
Wait.
Right? Well, he might not be as lenient as mommy and me. You never know.
It's time for outer space poetry. Outer space poetry. It's time for outer space poetry. That's right, I'm calling Houston. Houston's picking up. Houston's saying go, go, go with your outer space poetry.
Space by Kristen Nichols. Something mysterious calling to me, much farther than the eye can see. I look up to the sky in the middle of the night and think to myself, what a wonderful sight. I know that someday I'll be traveling there, a certain place with an extreme lack of air. I have a taste for adventure, and soon I will be in space, the place that is waiting for me. A wide open area like a big sea of black, something exciting, and that's a true fact. It holds stars that we see in the late night sky, but without a rocket ship, it's unbearably high. Although this wonder is extremely dark, to people like me, it's a great work of art. It's filled with galaxies, more than two. Space could be fun, especially with you.
Davy, Davy Crockett, traveling through outer space.
Reborn in the stratosphere and Saturn bound. flying fast and miles off the ground. Jumped from the spaceship just to look around and shot off his gun without making a sound. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of this brand new place. Davy, Davy Crockett, traveling through outer space. Off went his rocket at the speed of light, flying so fast there was no day or night. Messing around with the fabric of time, he knows who's guilty for there's even a crime. Davy, Davy Crockett, the buckskin astronaut. Davy, Davy Crockett, there's more than we were taught. Hiding in the cargo was a robot drone, programmed to destroy Davy's spaceship home. Davy switched out his brains, now the drone's a dog clone. Named him Copernicus and threw him a bone. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of this brand new place. Davy, Davy Crockett, traveling through outer space. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of this brand new place. Davy, Davy Crockett, traveling through outer space.
That was They Might Be Giants, right here on the Children's Hour. Before that, Sarah Hickman from her Big Kid release with Space Poetry. We've been doing a show today about the universe with Dr. Katie Mack. You can catch a TED Talk with Dr. Mack where she talks about her joy, really, discovering what might be the end of the universe. It's a pretty interesting talk. It's linked at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, The Universe. Speaking of our website, childrenshour.org, you can find hundreds of podcasts there. All you have to do is click on the podcast menu item, and there they are. You can grab them and take them with you for road trips. We hear they're a lot of fun in the car. Maybe that's how you're listening right now. And we have time for just one more from Down in the Backpack. This is Bill Harley.
We all live in the Milky Way, the Milky Way's our galaxy. We all live in the Milky Way, it's home to you and me. And in that galaxy there's a star, a fine star called the Sun. Star in the middle of a galaxy that's home to you and me. Sing it with me now. We all live in the Milky Way, the Milky Way's our galaxy. We all live in the Milky Way, it's home to you and me. Around that star a planet spins, a fine planet, the planet Earth. Planet round a star, star in the middle of a galaxy that's home to you and me. We all live in the Milky Way, the Milky Way's our galaxy. We all live in the Milky Way, it's home to you and me. On that planet there's a sea, a fine sea, shining sea. Sea on the planet, planet around a star, star in the middle of a galaxy that's home. Star, star in the middle of a galaxy that's home to you and me.
We all live in the Milky Way, the Milky Way's our galaxy. We all live in the Milky Way, it's home to you and me.
And in that land there's a town, fine town, a very fine town. Town in the land, land by the sea, sea on the planet, planet around a star, star in the middle of a galaxy. That's home. down that street, there's a house, a fine house. Your house, house in the street, street in the town, town in the land, land by the sea, sea on the planet, plan around a star in the middle of a galaxy that's home to you and me. Hey!
We all live in the Milky Way, the Milky Way.
A person, a fine person, that's you. You in the house, house on the street, street in the town, town in the land, land by the sea, sea on the planet, plan around a star, star in the middle of a galaxy that's home to you and me. That's time.
We all live in the Milky Way, the Milky Way.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, along with help from our senior producer, Christina Stella. We also had help this week from our intern, Daniel.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.